Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Report. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 I don't know if you will be able to notice we are always trying something new. We're trying to do things better, you know. And that's kind of been our way. And so sometimes we try stuff and it doesn't work and we go back to what's tried and true. But this morning we are recording the podcast on a program called Gold Wave. We have an evaluation copy of Gold Wave. Let me know. Just send me an email. Fightback. Excuse me. That's not Gold Wave. That's my throat. Gold Wave is the program we're using. If you send me an email at fightbackmedia@gmail.com, if indeed you are okay with how it sounds, because when you do an audio podcast, all that really matters is how it sounds. You know, that's the big thing. If you do a video podcast, it matters what it looks like, what the lighting is and all that kind of stuff, the shadows. An audio podcast, all that matters is how it sounds. It doesn't matter what I'm wearing. It doesn't matter that I don't have any shoes on, except I hate doing this with no shoes on because my feet are cold, and my feet are cold now. But in any case, I trust that it goes well. as far as the election goes, excuse me, of course, I was fine before I started talking. As far as the election goes, we are basically back where we started. We are back where we were last Wednesday. Some of the states that had been quote, called, end quote, for Biden have been put back by a lot of the major, quote, major media sources, end quote. I'm air quoting all over the place here. by the major media sources, back in the bucket, so to speak. Due to the level of irregularities and outright fraud that has been found. The only thing that anybody could really do was just put them back in the bucket. Now, that doesn't mean that when final counts are done and when final court cases are solved, that they won't go back in the camp for Vice President Biden. Right now, they're just back in the bucket. And that doesn't mean that they're going to go to President Trump either. But we are going to see. My hope for us is that we are victorious. But my advice to you right now on this Wednesday on Veterans Day, and thank you for all the veterans that served and that are serving currently, that we remain vigilant and we remain calm, because those are the two things that we have to do. We have to remain vigilant. We have to keep a watch. And that's what we are doing here at Fight Back Media. We are paying attention and we're also staying calm. We're not telling people to, you know, gird your loins and prepare for war. We're just not going to do that here. And you know, and I know that's been how we do things and how we've done things forever. This is not, you know, our approach isn't any different now than it was before. That's not how we I'll react. That's for other people to do and for other people to decide. Basically, that's for you to decide on your own. But we are asking you to remain calm, but vigilant. Now, vigilant doesn't mean that you have your eyes glued to Newsmax 24/7 or your ears glued to the Morning Report 24/7 or fightbackmedia.com 24/7. I don't think that's good for you. I think it's great that you've checked in this morning and to see what we had to say, to see what we were up to. I think that's great. Thank you ever so much. And I know that we have listeners from around the world who are wondering. They've already seen what was on CNN. They've already heard what was on MSNBC, and they use podcasts like mine, like ours here at FightBackMedia.com, to sort of get the other side. Well, to our foreign listeners, like I just said, our process. The American process is not media-led. So when you hear that CNN has said this or MSNBC says this, or that doesn't mean anything. Let me quickly review before we get to the stories of the day give you a thumbnail sketch on how this works. In December, which is next month, the electors will vote for the president and vice president of the United States. On January 6th, those votes will be counted. On January 6th, 2021, those votes will be counted, and a winner of the presidential election will be announced. So in the meantime, any challenges to the process, to the voting, to the election processes around the country, any time before that happens, any challenges can be brought up. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, isn't there some national standard? No, there is no national standard in the United States for how we vote for president. There is no national standard. There's no national standard on how people register to vote. No national standard. There isn't any national standard on who gets to vote, basically, because you can, in some states, you can vote if you, you can't vote if you have felonies. In other states, you can vote if you have felonies. It just depends on where you are. Until recently, if you were in Florida and you were a convicted felon, you did not get the right to vote back when you were released from prison. Now, that has changed, but there is no national standard. There's no national standard on the collecting of the votes or the counting of the votes. Each state is left to their own devices, which is, again, if you're listening around the world, you're thinking, this is insane, right? It's the silliest way to do this ever. And it may be. And it may be. But we here in the States, as you probably already know, reject national standards all the time, because that's not how we were. That's not how we were founded. We are a compendium of 50 distinct states that can decide a lot of things for themselves, which is why when you guys come here, things are so different. As you land in New York, you see and feel one set of laws, one set of restrictions, one set of regulations, and how it changes as you travel westward across the country. And anybody who's traveled here, or even people from here, understand that things are a lot different in Connecticut than they are in Mississippi. You feel me? A lot different. Things are a lot different in Maine than they are in Georgia or California or Colorado or Wyoming or Alaska. It is part of our charm. It's part of our charm. So, again, for the listeners around the world and listeners here at home, we are basically right back where we were last Wednesday as far as the count goes. I saw the count on Real Clear Politics, and most of you have seen that. 200 in the camp, the electoral votes in the camp for Vice President Biden are 259, which is short of the 270 line again. So there you go. That's where we are. It's interesting. Fox News was really on the outs with, you know, and your friends who say that you just must sit around and listen to Fox News all day. It's obvious that they haven't listened to Fox News in a while or ever. I got accused by somebody because I had an opinion that I'm just a Fox News watcher. And what this person didn't realize what they had done is they had taken my well-thought-out opinion and they had shrunk it down to, you're just a Fox News watcher. You're just parroting back what you saw, what you've seen on Fox News. I had to tell them in no uncertain terms, I have not watched Fox News in 10 years. 10 years. There's so many other ways, so many other sources to get information and to develop opinions about what's going on around me other than sitting down in front of the stupid idiot box all day and watching somebody else tell me what I think. That sounds a lot more leftist. You know, it's a game they call Megaphone. You've seen it. You've seen it during the protests, the Occupy protests, where one person stands there with a megaphone and says a phrase, and then it gets repeated through the crowd. Blah, 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 blah. And then you hear, blah, 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 blah. And then further out, blah, 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 blah. That's the game of the left. I could have told her, well, you just must be an MSNBC watcher. And I'm telling you, guys, before I get to this article about Newt Gingrich, guys, some of these folks, and at least one of them who's a good friend of mine, is convinced, this person is not a good friend of mine. This person is convinced that MSNBC is the best of the lot. When we know that, as far as facts versus opinion, MSNBC is the worst of the lot. And people like, I almost called her Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow, now I can't call her anything but Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow is the worst of the worst. But this person is in love with Rachel Maddow and believes that everything that drips from her lips is gospel, and she is right on it. And I've heard that she does great research. Oh, like the bombshell that she had about President Trump's tax returns, man, which was, what, the biggest freaking nothing burger ever, right? Right? Remember? Okay. In any case, so, folks, this megaphone game that you saw on during the Occupy Wall Street protests, and you see the very same game and the very same methodology in BLM, same people, same folks, same organizers, same thing. Let's get that understanding. We are facing the same enemy over and over again. All right, on to what Newt Gingrich had to say to Fox. Well, one thing is clear. This is an article from our friends at Town Hall, of course, and Matt Vespa. You know, we turned Matt on coronavirus, finally. Well, one thing is clear. You're not going to muzzle Newt Gingrich and how he feels about the 2020 election. He broke out the flamethrower during his media hit last Sunday. And the former Speaker of the House was also able to comment about something that he got that got him muzzled by the Fox News host back in September when he mentioned George Soros. Remember that? Heavily funding Democrats in local races, specifically district attorney races. That's also a fact. Fox News reported on it. It's a fact. This isn't some conspiracy tinfoil hat nonsense. This is the truth. And George Soros is what was behind Occupy Wall Street. We know that George Soros is the cash master, the paymaster for BLM. We're fighting the same people over and over again. We have to understand that. We have to understand that. Gingrich did not hold back at all, stating that this was a corrupt race, adding that Democrats stole 5 of 6 states. The legal fight should carry on, and rightfully so. We have allegations of voter fraud that are serious. We have dead people showing up. We have a United States postal worker who overheard a scheme to illegally backdate ballots. And no, he did not recant, by the way. That's the part that's fake news. There are reports about scores of ballots in Georgia that have been flagged over change of address issues. There's lots of funny business going on, and that's why the Department of Justice is throwing its weight concerning looking into these allegations. That's not to say Again, like I said in the open, this will flip some states, but it could toss some fraudulent ballots, chip away at Biden's lead, and make 2020 a whole new ballgame. Now, we are still in Hail Mary mode. I mean, fourth and forever on our own one-yard line. But there's a chance, because we're still on the field. The game's not over. All we need is around 50,000 Biden ballots to be invalidated in Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin for this to become a very interesting race. It would be a 269-269 electoral college tie between Trump and Biden, which could lead to a contingent election in the House of Representatives. Votes are cast by state delegation in the House. And right now, the GOP leads 26-23 in that regard. As far as states. Not individuals, states. Now, before I continue, what would happen then is, what would need to happen then, before all of that, America would need to get a massive, we'd have to get all on the same Zoom calls, and we would have to all get massively educated about the process. Everybody. I'm not talking about just about the people on the left. I'm talking about people on the right, too. Everybody would have to get massively educated about what comes next. We could not, we cannot, must not depend on MSNBC, CBS, NBC, CNN to educate people on this process. We cannot. We would have to, you know, a lot of us who have some knowledge of it or some connections to people who have knowledge of it, I would have to find a way to pay Chris Ann Hall to do numerous Zoom classes with people through my platform and her platform to educate people on this process, on what would happen next and how the process goes, because we've not been here. But what about the claims of that this election is being stolen, which host Jedediah Billa pressed Gingrich on to clarify? The former speaker had the perfect response. But first, read the core of his remarks in the 2020 race. He led into the commentary about his first offering to take Joe Biden's call for unity. Yeah, right. That's a nice, about the call for unity. That's a nice sentiment. First, you go out and the Democrats steal 5 or 6 states. And that's what Republicans believe we're watching. We think we have evidence of lots of it. Then you turn around and say, let's forget about 4 years of Nancy Pelosi. Let's forget 4 years ago, 4 years ago of impeachment, harassment, opposition, hostility, hatred. And now that I've won, why don't we just make nice again? I think that he would do a lot to convince Republicans that it is anything except a left-wing power grab financed by people like George Soros, deeply laid in the local level. And frankly, I think it is a corrupt, stolen election. It is very hard for me to understand how we're going to work together without some very, very big steps by Biden. And I have doubts that the left wing of his party would tolerate him genuinely trying to work with Republicans. Jedediah Billa says, yeah, Newt, no, I want to ask you for clarity because your accusation of incidents of voter fraud, which do happen in every election. Unfortunately, it is very different from the accusation of stolen elections. This is very serious. The implication here that there's enough widespread voter fraud going on that would have changed the outcome of the election. I haven't seen evidence of that at this moment. Is this what you're suggesting happened here? This is the Fox News anchor. This is the damn Fox News anchor. Gingrich says, what I'm suggesting is that you don't see the evidence because the local officials who are Democrats hide the evidence and then turn to you and say, since you have no evidence, they say, oh, we let the poll watchers in the building. That's right. But they kept them far enough away they couldn't see anything. And I think I can show you a case after case. It happened magically, almost exactly at the same moment on election night, that a series of states quit counting, almost as if they were coordinating that what they were doing. And then it happened a few hours later, about 4 a.m., they had a huge data dump of Biden votes. Now, I don't know how. How do you prove that without really having to get the FBI directly involved? And given the FBI for the last 4 years, why would you trust them? The entire deep state has tried to destroy Trump for 4 years. We know it now as a fact. We know that how hard they worked to undermine him. And think of the typical Trump supporter. You regard this as an effort by the people on the left to do everything they can at every level, including the news media. The news media is 93% anti-Trump. Folks, this is who we were against. This is what we're up against. It's outrageous what we're up against. Will we be successful? I pray so. You know, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh's stand-in yesterday, and he said something that I thought was very, very interesting, because I've always been someone who thinks it is important what we call stuff, because it adds clarity. It's important what we call stuff. And we've been calling some of this voter fraud shenanigans. Shenanigans is one of those words where we go, you know, there's some shenanigans seems like something harmless, right? Something, you know, these kids get into these activities and do all these shenanigans, and shenanigans seems like something fun, something harmless. At the very most, shenanigans seem that it would be inconvenient for people, and even humorous. Shenanigans has that humorous feel to the word. Fact of the matter is that we should stop calling these things that we are seeing shenanigans. They're not. They're not shenanigans. It is a coordinated effort to overthrow the current government. This is the third coup. And how you know this is that you hear the word coup being used onto Donald Trump for actually just using the rights that he has as a candidate right now. Every legal challenge is a right. Being called a coup. As a matter of fact, the left is poisoning the water, saying that, you know, after all these cases, we still don't think that he'll leave the White House. Really? There hasn't been any evidence of that? Why doesn't he just concede? Because he doesn't have to. Because he doesn't have to. So if you're liberal, progressive, contacts, people who you talk to are asking you, why doesn't the president concede? Tell him this. Because he doesn't have to right now. Concession is not part of the Constitution. There's a process. Now, concession has been part of tradition, but here's what I say about tradition. Slavery was a tradition in this country, but not a very good idea. So just because something has been a tradition all along doesn't mean that Trump or anybody else really has to continue it. It's important what you call things. This is a coup. This is a third coup. This is a coup by the left, and I'm using that word on purpose, and I understand the implications of the word. This is a coup attempt by media and by the left, and by forces like George Soros to overthrow this government. Willie, that sounds serious. That sounds hyperbolic, and it sounds over the top. Yes, I know what it sounds like. But what we call things is very, very important, what we call things. There is news of Pfizer coming up with a vaccine. And this vaccine is going to be out and about by the end of November of this month. That would be great. Let's see. Let me get to the article. And it's funny, Dr. Fauci says that Fauci expects the company soon to be requesting an emergency use of authorization from the FDA. If that goes smoothly, he said, we may have doses we're able to give people by the end of November or the beginning of December. Again, you have to go through the hoops of making sure all of the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed about the safety and the regulatory aspects of it, Fauci told CNN's Wolf Blitzer. But we could be giving vaccines to people very likely before the end of the year, and that's good news. Isn't it interesting that isn't that what President Trump said? And the media went, CNN, Wolf Blitzer, oh, it's crazy. Just like we're going to have one of the military ships in New York Harbor, one of the hospital ships, by the end of the week. Rachel Madcow, no way, and there was steaming into New York Harbor in less than a week. The Javits Center turned into a field hospital. Interesting. Healthcare providers, people with underlying comorbidities and elderly will be prioritized first, he explained. I trust Pfizer. I trust the FDA, Fauci added in a conversation with Jake Tapper. These are colleagues of mine for decades, career scientists. Scientists. Science. Anyway. So what Fauci is saying that the average person, you or I, may have access to this vaccine by April of 2020, early next year. But they're going to give it to this vaccine to healthcare workers and people with comorbidities and people who are most, and I'm guessing elderly people too, who are most at danger with the first set of those vaccines, it seems. And that makes sense. It doesn't make sense that perfectly healthy athletes and perfectly healthy celebrities get to line up. That makes sense to me. All right, we need to get out of here before run out of daylight. This is and has been the Morning Report, a production of fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Go to the website. Please go to the website. I've seen that people aren't going to the website. Go to the website. And we will continue to update the map. We will continue to update all the things over the course of the week. There is supposedly a tropical storm headed our way. And I don't know if that's going to interrupt this broadcast. My guess is not. If it's only going to be a Category 1 or tropical storm, Floridians are like, okay. The rest of the country and the world's going, oh my God, they're going to get hurricane. Hurricane is barreling down on Florida. People here are like, it's a tropical storm. It's a Cat 1. The winds are going to be up to 40 miles an hour. Yeah, that's kind of how we do it, y'all. I know it drives the rest of y'all crazy, but it's Florida, baby. That's how we roll. We have been getting water. We have three people in our house, and we've got like 72 gallons of water. Okay, we don't have that much water, but we have. I'm looking at a supply. I'm looking at in this studio a supply of food that could last us easily 3 weeks. If we couldn't get to the grocery store, we're going to be okay. And we're probably going to sit right here and do this program. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.